The rain that pounded South Florida last week caused widespread flooding in Miami-Dade County from Sweetwater to Brickell. WLRN's Jenny Stiletovich tells us that the flooding, along with sea rise, is testing the limits of the old Tamiami Canal, a superhighway for floodwater that was dredged back in the 1920s.
After the no-name storm in 2000 flooded nearly 100,000 homes in Miami-Dade, FEMA gave Florida more than $50 million to build an emergency drainage basin. The basin is the size of about 600 football fields. It can hold 1 billion gallons of water. Last week, water from the Tamiami or C4 canal filled up half of it.
It's normally dry. There's normally no water in there. And if you go now, it's full of water. But
Armando Villaboy represents Miami-Dade and Monroe counties for the Water Management District. He says the district began drawing the canals down over the weekend in advance of the rain. But by last Tuesday evening, when 6.3 inches fell in just 2 hours, the rain beat out drainage, piling up in canals and raising groundwater.
Just to give you an idea, so the canal received about a foot of water. It rose about a foot from the beginning of the event to the end of the event, and the canal is 7 miles long.
The canal provides flood control for about 600,000 people, and Villaboy says the emergency basin is like the district's elephant shot.
You have one shot at it, and once you use it, it's full.
Miami-Dade's canals rely mostly on gravity to move water to the coast. That means gates can only open at low tide. But as seas rise, it's making it tougher for the system to drain. The district is now considering about $700 million in fixes to its coastal pumps. I'm Jenny Stiletovich in Miami.
And speaking about floods, South Florida is under a flood watch until tomorrow morning. The National Weather Service says more than 3 inches of rain have fallen across our area since yesterday. Stormy weather off the coast of Palm Beach County may bring wind gusts of up to 45 miles per hour today. Forecasters say there's a possibility of funnel clouds, waterspouts, and frequent lightning. The rainy weather is predicted to continue on through the weekend.